Bon, j'aimerais souhaiter la bienvenue à tout le monde qui est venu ce soir pour la rencontre publique municipale du conseil. I'd like to thank everyone for coming tonight at this public meeting for council. Ce troisième jour de juin 2024, so on the 3rd of June 2024. Donc, on va commencer avec l'ordre du jour. On a un ajout qui est à la fin, plus ou moins, juste avant la fermeture, mais c'est 10.9 pour octroyer 7 bourses d'études pour les gradués de 2024 à l'École Saint-Michel. So we're going to add one item to the agenda, which is 10.9, for 7 scholarship bursaries for graduates of 2024 at Saint-Michel School.
Can you turn the sound up just a little?
It is as loud as it can go, Mr. Keeley.
That's better. Thank you.
Fait que là, on va faire l'adoption de l'agenda. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Je seconde.
Donc, Luc Tivierge et Joanne Maillé. Merci. Le vote, est-ce qu'on... Si tout le monde est... On fait plus ça.
Non, il faut qu'on le dise quand même à voix haute.
Bien, à voix haute, c'est unanime.
Non. Oui.
OK. Là, je vais passer le micro à Mme Nadon parce que le rapport financier pour 2023 va être présenté. So I just passed on the...
we will pass the microphone to our auditor from the Guillaume Daniel Tecco CPA. Guillaume Tecco will present the 2023 financial report of the municipality. If you have questions, then there will be a question period after that.
Est-ce que tu peux dire en français, s'il vous plaît?
Ben, j'ai dit le rapport financier, mais je n'ai pas aussi le questionnement.
Oui, si vous avez des questionnements concernant le rapport financier 2023, il va y avoir une période de questions par la suite.
Bon, bonjour tout le monde, moi c'est Guillaume Tétro, je vais présenter les états financiers en français, en polonais et ensuite je continue en anglais, donc si vous avez des questions, n'hésitez pas, c'est la première fois que je fais dans les états financiers, donc si c'est quelque chose qui n'est pas clair, n'hésitez pas. Donc, c'est pour l'année 2023, au 31 décembre, on va commencer avec l'état des résultats. Si on regarde de façon globale l'état des résultats, on a eu pour 3,5 millions de revenus au total et 3,4 millions de dépenses. Ça nous a 104 000. Ensuite, on a les fonds affectés, 78 000 et 10 000. Donc, après les fonds affectés, on a un surplus de 16 000 $ pour l'année 2023. Si on y va ligne par ligne, on a des revenus de taxes de 2,6 millions, des paiements, une compensation tenue en lieu de taxes 19 000, des transferts 545 000, services rendus 21 000, imposition de droits 139 000, amende et pénalités 8 857, des revenus d'intérêt 120 000, tout ça pour un total des revenus de 3 500 000. Ensuite, on regarde les dépenses. Administration générale, 739 000. Sécurité publique, 438 000. Transport, 1,1 million. Hygiène du milieu, 667 000. Santé et bien-être, zéro. Aménagement, urbanisme et développement, 116 000. Loisirs et culture, 102 000. Frais de financement, 81 000. Remboursement de la dette long terme, 182 000. Ça nous amène à des dépenses de 3,4 millions. On a affecté 78 000 $ en activité d'investissement et 10 000 $ dans l'excédent de fonctionnement non affecté. Ça nous amène à un surplus de 15 969. Est-ce qu'il y a des questions en français pour l'état des résultats? Non? All right, so now I'll continue in English for the income statement. We're going to go line by line. Taxes revenue of $2.6 million. Payments in year of taxes, $19,000. Transfers, $545,000. Service rendered, $21,000. Fee collection, $139,000. Fines and penalties, $8,000. Interest revenue, $120,000. All that comes to a total of $3.5 million in revenues. Now looking at the expenses line by line, general administration, $740,000. which consists of the City Council, Financial Management, and the Evaluation Department. We've got public security, $438,000. Transportation costs, $1.1 million. Environmental hygiene, $667,000. Urban planning and development, $116,000. Recreational and culture, $102,000. Financing expenses, $81,000. And the repayment of the long-term debt, $182,000. That comes to a total of $3.4 million in expenses. And then we've got the restricted funds at the bottom, $78,000 in capital asset activities, $10,000 in unrestricted operating surplus, and that comes to a total of $16,000 in total revenues. Is there any question on the income statement? All right, no question. So there's three major big differences between the budgeted amount and the realized amount. The first one was the tax revenues that was caused by $59,000 in municipal taxes revenues and extra, and $58,000 in garbage and waste revenue. The other big two differences are the interest revenues because of the higher interest rates this year, and also in the expenses, the financing expenses, sorry, because of the higher interest rates once again. So if there's no question on the income statement, I'll continue with the investment activities. Je constate que les activités d'investissement. Ici, on peut voir que les revenus sont de 590 000 sont égales aux dépenses de 590 000. C'est pour montrer comment le financement des immobilisations a été fait. C'est pour ça que les revenus sont du même montant. Donc, il y a 407 000 $ qui est provenu des subventions gouvernementales, pardon. Ensuite, il y a 68 000 qui est en provenance de l'activité de fonctionnement. 104 000 qui est en provenance des réserves financières et fonds réservés. Donc, tout ça nous amène à un total de 590 000. Okay. Si on regarde les dépenses en immobilisation, en fait, les investissements en immobilisation, je peux dire, il y a 53 000 $ qui étaient mis dans la sécurité publique. Il y a 300 000 $ qui étaient mis dans le transport pour l'achat d'un Ford 250 et pour les routes. 197 000 $ dans l'hygiène du milieu, 27 000 $ dans l'aménagement urbaniste et développement, et 12,310 dans la loisirie. So now if we look at the operating investment, it's good to notice that the revenues are the same than the expenses because the revenues here show all the capital assets were paid. So there were $407,000 that came from governmental grants, $78,000 that came from the operating surplus, and $104,000 from the reserve funds. All that comes to a total of $590,000. These investment and capital assets were $53,000 in public security for the fire building, $300,000 in transportation for the road maintenance and $4,250. $197,000 in environmental hygiene, $27,000 in urban planning and development, and $12,000 in recreation and culture. So that sums up all the capital assets and activities for the year 2023. Next page, we've got the balance sheet. Maintenant, nous avons le bilan. Dans les actifs financiers, on a la trésorerie, l'argent cash, 227 000, et beaucoup de comptes à recevoir, 1,1 million de dollars. Les comptes à recevoir, il y en a pour 474 000 de taxes municipales à recevoir, 104 000 $ de la taxe de bienvenue, 287 000 $ pour la taxe, et pour 115 000 pour les autres subventions. Maintenant, si on regarde les passifs, les montants qu'on doit, 450 000 $ sur la marge de crédit, dû au fait qu'il y a vraiment beaucoup de comptes à recevoir en date du 31 décembre 2023, 188 000 de comptes à payer, 344 000 de revenus reportés et 954 000 $ pour la dette à long terme. Looking now at the balance sheet, we've got $227,000 in cash and a lot of accounts receivable, $1.1 million. Looking at the liabilities, we've got $450,000 on the line of credit because there was so much accounts receivable that the city had to use the line of credit. $188,000 in accounts payable, $344,000 in deferred revenue, and $954,000 of long-term debt. Maintenant, si on regarde les actifs non financiers, on a $5 million en immobilisation, $37,000 en propriété destinée à la revente, $91,000 en stock de fournitures. Looking at the non-financial assets, we've got $5 million in capital assets, $37,000 in properties and intended for resale, and $91,000 in stock. Is there any question on the balance sheet? Est-ce qu'il y a des questions sur le bilan? Aucune question, parfait.
Moi, je veux juste un commentaire. Je pense que c'est important de dire que ce que vous nous avez dit lors de la présentation la semaine passée, que la dette à long terme est bonne et qu'on est dans le bas de la moyenne du Québec.
Effectivement, normalement, on ne dit pas vraiment ces comparaisons-là aux citoyens, mais c'est bon de mentionner que la ville de Lau, le canton de Lau, est vraiment, on pourrait dire, dans une bonne situation financière présentement, comparativement, par exemple, à la ville de Maniwaki. Il n'y a rien à s'inquiéter, une dette de 954 000 $ ce n'est pas quelque chose qui est inquiétant du tout en tant que citoyen pour la ville de Lau.
Pouvez-vous le répéter en anglais, s'il vous plaît?
Oui, bien sûr. So it's important to say that the long-term debt of $954,000 is not considered a big long-term debt for the city of Lau, for example, in comparison to the city of Maniwaki. They have a much bigger long-term debt. So it's not a bad thing to have a long-term debt for a city. Est-ce que ça répond bien, monsieur? Super. Maintenant, si on regarde les fonds affectés, en gros, on a 172 000 de fonds qui sont non affectés, donc des surplus qui se sont accumulés pendant les années, 265 000 de fonds affectés, 94 000 de fonds réservés, 43 000 $ qui vont devoir se faire refinancer dans le futur. Looking now at the accumulated surplus, we've got $172,000 in unrestricted operating surplus, $265,000 in restricted operating surplus, $94,000 in reserve funds, $43,000 would need to be refinanced in the future. Any question on the balance sheet and on the operating surplus?
Does that include the repair fund?
The repair fund?
Or the extra fund that was there to help with purchasing, like we paid it, we didn't have to pay interest.
The rolling fund, you mean, Leah?
The rolling.
Yeah.
The fonds roulement.
Ah, le fonds roulement, OK, ben oui. Effectivement, il y a un fonds affecté pour le fonds de roulement qu'on va voir plus en détail plus loin. Le fonds de roulement, sur le... You said the rolling fund, I think.
Yeah.
The rolling fund is included in the reserve funds, $94,000. We'll see it in details later, but there's $69,000 in working capital that is reserved for the rolling fund.
Okay.
But these are included in the reserve funds.
Okay.
So if we look into more details for the restricted operating surplus, these are all from line 12.1 till 12.8. These are all the restricted operating surplus. These are for expenses in the future that are put aside for now. It's up to the city council to decide how much to put in these accounts. Going to the next page, we've got the reserve funds. And here we see the working capital fund that is reserved, $69,000, and $25,000 for the election fund. Si on regarde plus en détail les fonds réservés, on a tous les fonds réservés de la ligne 12.1 à la ligne 12.8 qui sont pour des dépenses qui vont venir dans le futur. Et on a les fonds réservés, 69 000 pour le fonds de roulement et 25 000 pour les élections. Notre dernière page, ça va être la dette à long terme. Le canton de Lau, il y a 954 000 $ de dette à long terme. Il va y avoir 43 000 $ à refinancer dans le futur. Ça fait un total de 998 000. Avec ça, on a aussi un état financier consolidé ici. C'est pour l'aéroport de Maniwaki. La ville de Lau possède 2,2% de l'aéroport de Maniwaki. Donc, ça rajoute 26 000 $ à la dette long terme pour un total de 1,25 million.
1 million 25 000.
Looking at the long-term debt more in detail now, we've got a long-term debt of $954,000, a deficit from capital asset activity of $43,000, comes up to a total of $998,000, and we've got a consolidated financial statement here with the airport of Maniwaki. The city of Lowe owns 2.2% of the airport of Maniwaki, so it comes up to a total of $1,025,000 for the long-term debt.
It makes sense.
So, is there any question on the financial statement?
Quand on compare ça là, avec Maniwaki, c'est-tu avec le montant de monde qu'on a dans la municipalité de l'eau puis le montant de monde qu'il y a dans Maniwaki?
Il y a des calculs qui sont faits.
Il doit y avoir 5 fois plus de monde dans
Maniwaki. Oui, c'est en fonction de la population. Si je me souviens bien, c'est en fonction du dollar qu'on devrait taxer à chaque citoyen pour tranche de 100 $. Fait qu'on regardait la ville de Maniwaki, pour chaque tranche de 100 $ qu'on taxe aux citoyens, il faudrait leur taxer 6 $ pour rembourser la dette à long terme. Tandis que pour la ville de Lowe, pour chaque tranche de 100 $ c'était 50 cents seulement pour rembourser la dette à long terme. Donc c'était assez impressionnant de voir ça de la ville de Maniwaki, qui devait avoir autant d'argent. S'ils voulaient rembourser leur dette demain matin, ça coûterait cher à tous leurs citoyens. Oui, monsieur.
Pourquoi on prend la ville de Maniwaki et pas une ville autour des sites comme Lac Sainte-Marie, Casabasso ou à Coquefort, autour des sites, au lieu de Maniwaki, là, c'est pas la même chose, c'est pas le même stade pour tout.
C'est une bonne question. Je ne suis pas sûr que je vais pouvoir vous répondre, mais étant donné que c'est un état financier consolidé, ça veut dire qu'il y a un pourcentage de 2,2% qui est attribué à la ville de l'eau pour les utilisateurs, les citoyens ici. Mais malheureusement, ça serait peut-être une meilleure question pour les conseillers. Que
mais ça va toujours été, là. Ça fait longtemps que c'est le même, là, 2,2%. Okay. C'est pas d'aujourd'hui, ça. C'est depuis 20 ans.
Mais ce que M. O'Connor demande, c'est le comparatif de la dette à long terme. Comme Casabasso est plus basse que la nôtre, mais si on se compare à l'accès de Marie est un petit peu plus haut, Denombe est beaucoup plus haut que nous autres.
Avec
c'est ça que vous voulez savoir, Maurice. Hein?
Casabasso, Lac Sainte-Marie, oui.
C'est ça. Les comparaisons avec les municipalités qui sont prêtes de nous. Quand tu as présenté le rapport, oui. Denombe est beaucoup plus haut que nous autres. Maniwaki est un petit peu. Lac Sainte-Marie est un petit peu plus haut. Okay. Cage est un petit peu en bas, tu nous avais dit. C'est ça que M. O'Connor veut savoir.
OK. Donc,
could we get some of that translated? Because there's people here that do not understand French.
What Morris asked, Albert, is why they're using Maniwaki as a benchmark for our long-term debt.
Why don't we ask, let him ask the question.
Yeah.
OK. Je n'ai pas les comparaisons. I don't have the comparison in front of me. I think we gave it to
the council.
On l'a ici. We have it here.
Bien sûr.
We could give you guys the sheets. There's a bunch of comparison, and it's very interesting to see the long-term debt of the city of Lowe. I could also send these to you by email.
Oh, we have it here. Denno is at $4,245,965. Lowe's at $1,540,81. CAS, the lowest one, $448,57. Lac Saint Marie's at $5,824,133. Gray Seal's at $3,182,504. KMAS at $1,953,000. Blue Seas at $846,998. Bouchette $958,701. Messines, comparable to us, $2.3 million. Maniwaki, okay, like Morris was saying, they're not $19 million. Deliage at $1.7 million. Egan, which is tiny, 496 residents, $134,491. No roads, no fire. Bois France, same thing, $105,000. Almost at $421,627. Garamu, which is again similar to us, is $877,801.
Do we get that in a package when we leave them?
Is it not in there?
It's not in there.
This is public.
Not the part with the
comparison.
Not the comparison. We didn't have printed out for the
public. But it's public.
This is public, so we could give it to the citizens for sure.
I can give you mine, Morris, if you want.
Okay,
I got an email anyway, so just before you leave, I'll give it.
Is there any other questions?
I just want to point out something. Deliage, their budget is almost bang on to ours, and their debt is it's a little lower. But as you mentioned, if they were to pay it out, like tomorrow, if it would cost 94 cents per $100,
compared to us would be 51 cents per $100. So it really depends on the municipality and the amount of debt that they have, and we're in good shape.
Yep.
Just wanted to point that out.
Is there any other question? Something maybe you didn't understand because of my accent?
You did good.
All right, thank you.
Merci, excellent. Merci beaucoup.
Merci.
Merci, Guillaume. Thank you.
Merci.
Merci beaucoup, Guillaume.
Merci.
J'apprécie que tu t'es déplacé ce soir.
Ça fait plaisir. Pour être ici, merci.
Fait que là, on a fait le dépôt des états financiers pour 2023. We've deposited the 2023 financial year. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
I'll second it.
Donc, Chilin Robert, Joanne Maillé, tout le monde est unanime?
Oui. Oui. Yeah.
Merci. Bon, on continue. J'ai pas manqué rien. Bon, il y a une période de questions, s'il y a quelqu'un qui a des questions. So there is a question period if someone would like to ask a question.
I have a question.
Yes.
I'm wondering if you're turning in the council.
But no, madame, je m'excuse. I'm sorry, your name?
Julie Roger.
Julie Roger.
Oui. Je me demandais si la municipalité et le conseil ont un plan en place pour essayer de retenir les employés. On perd encore un autre inspecteur.
Oui.
Je me souviens plus, comme j'ai perdu compte de combien d'inspecteurs on a passé dans les 17.
C'est sa décision.
Non, mais est-ce que vous songez à avoir un plan en place pour retenir les employés?
C'est l'argent qui est le problème. C'est
l'argent.
On paye pas assez.
Parce qu'il y a toujours une rotation.
Mais c'est non seulement le salaire, M. Robert, c'est...
Il y a de la formation continuelle pour ces employés-là.
Oui.
Puis je me demande, tu sais, comme je pense que nous, on n'est pas en business de former les inspecteurs pour le reste du Québec.
Mm-hmm. Non, je comprends.
Je ne sais pas s'il y a une façon de regarder, façon de les payer plus. Je ne sais pas, je ne suis pas... je ne travaille pas les ressources humaines.
L'emploi comme inspecteur n'est pas nécessairement facile non plus. Fait que des fois, ce que tu penses que tu embarques comme emploi, c'est pas exactement ce que tu recherches. Parce que l'inspecteur municipal, là, c'est une job très difficile sur le moral parce que c'est toujours une confrontation avec un client.
Est-ce que c'est pareil dans les autres municipalités ailleurs au Québec? C'est-tu quelque chose qui arrive tout le temps?
Le monde municipal, c'est un nouveau problème, la rotation personnelle. Dans le monde municipal à large, que ce soit un inspecteur, direction générale, les contremaîtres de travaux publics, il y a une grosse rotation personnelle. On se vole du monde, puis des fois, c'est pas des gros avantages non plus, une couple de pièces de l'heure, c'est parti. Lui, c'est la MRC qui est venu chercher.
C'est un peu comme dans le système de santé, là.
Ouais.
Bon. But to say what she was asking in English was, is there any plans on trying to keep our employees? Because there's a big rotation in our administration and employees in general in low. Like I said, inspector, we're losing the inspector, but a job of inspector, municipal inspector, is not always easy. And sometimes you go in thinking you'll do the best you can, but day after day confronting citizens because you have to get the rules and regulation in order. So it's always confrontation.
Why is it that the workplace here is so toxic compared to other municipalities?
It's not the workplace, Mr. Keeley.
What's that?
It's not the workplace that's toxic.
It was the worst place. I said, why?
I said the workplace. You said the workplace?
The workplace.
It's not the workplace that's toxic.
It's what's toxic?
It's just
I'm going to be polite and not go there right now because there are certain reasons why some people just they've had their and they want to leave. So,
we're not when taxes, but we're not allowed to hear.
Some citizens are tougher on our employees than others.
And that's where the problem lies.
Well, would it have anything to do with this letter that was sent out about septic pumping?
No.
Nothing to do?
No.
So the inspector sent something out with threats of a fine of $600,000?
It's not a threat. It's reality. It's out of the law. Q2R22. It's not in our bylaw, but it is in the Quebec law. And he put it in there, but there was a reason for it. There was well over 400 people that had no proof of emptying their septic tanks. A result of this letter is exactly what was intended, is that more than 200 people came forward with proof of having their septic tanks emptied, which brought the list up to date. And there's a couple of hundred more left on that list, but there's quite a few of them that have already made arrangements to get their septic tanks emptied. So the numbers are going way, way, way down. And that was the whole intent of the letter. It's not because we want to charge somebody. It was to show them the law says that this is what's going to happen if you don't follow the law. And it's not our law, it's the ministry's law. That's the Quebec law.
The Quebec law says that
it's in the Quebec law.
Unless your tank has more than 1 foot of sludge, you do not have to pump.
Oh, but you have to bring your proof of measure at the municipal office.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have the expert coming out, measure your sludge, and have a paperwork done so you can bring back the proof. So
but
you either have it empty.
Brains, Joanne, to put that in the letter that they sent out?
No, it says
residents?
In the letter, it says call the municipal office.
It says call the inspector.
But somebody will answer.
Office.
I'm just gonna come back on the question originally the elder had about why he may have left, but it's comments like that that pushes the employees out. You can't call and shout and scream, and I'm not saying you did this, by all means, that's not what I'm saying. You can't call the office on a daily basis, shout and roar and scream, tell everybody they're stupid and wonder why they got, oh my God, another one quit. Gee, I wonder why. And I'm not saying you did that at all. That's why Sandra left in the first place. She went to the MRC. She was fed up of dealing with the nonsense. This lad, I have no idea why he left. The MRC came and got him.
Mm-hmm.
More money, a different program. He's actually going to be doing construction stuff, I think. That's what his background is. The program for grants, you know, if you can get a grant for grant.
Anyways,
that's where he's going.
What's the number of people that have quit here in the last...
Well, the inspectors, first of all, it's not Ken. When we got on council, the next day, the inspector that your council had hired quit, so that's not on us. Then we had the young lad there, Maxim. He was here, and he left for $40,000 more a year. We couldn't keep him. Then we had Robert. He went back to the government. Then we had Jean-Philippe. Jean-Philippe actually took a job in Quebec City where he was from for about $60,000
more. Yeah, but don't forget that million.
Yeah, the Sabat, he was the first one. The young lad there was the first one. He quit the day after we got elected. And then we have J.F. So contrary to the belief, it's not 10, it's 5. Three of which left for more money.
What I find funny, this is just an aside, for 175 years we haven't had this problem, in the last 8 years we have it.
Because the opportunities are out there.
But we also had the same inspector for many, many, many years.
Yes.
That's had two.
Norm put up with a lot.
Yeah, he did.
And he had two hats, and that meant that some bylaws were not followed as it should have.
The other issue, too, Albert, is the younger generation. And you know this yourself, you were in business for so long. The kids nowadays, they're not loyal. Like a guy like Norm, he spent most of his career in LePage and he finished it here. He wasn't going anywhere. The young lads today now, they come in and they want to work 4 days a week and you make them work 4.5 days, they're gone. They're going somewhere else. Some of them will leave jobs and take less money, no benefits. Guys like me and him and Luke, we look for benefits. Those kids, they're the airport. You know, big, big, big money, great conditions. Can't get men to work. That's the context.
So did that answer your question?
Not really.
Okay.
I think there's a toxic problem here. I don't know what it is, but other, you go to Casabazzo, they're up there.
Okay,
forever.
What is your definition of a toxic problem?
That's a workplace that causes people to leave.
No, it's not toxic.
The toxic portion of it.
It's not toxic in the office. They work as a team. They work very well as a team. I've seen it.
All the director generals have left. And you're telling me that there's not a problem in the office?
No, but again, you know, here we are. Pierre Gagnon retired. Mary was never here for the long term. Joanne Owens retired. And
Sandra.
The other one, she left over people calling her, shouting all day long. She went to the MRC. That's not on us there. That's on all these.
No, mm-hmm. It's on whoever does the interview with the employee.
No, it was fine.
No, actually.
We had a really, Sandra is a good example of a finance wizard. It was very good for us. Over the years she was here, she had enough. She was going to go in a nervous breakdown. She chose to go to the MRC down the line. Daily phone calls, daily threats, shouting her orders.
She did not.
She took the restaurant. She'd get her ass.
She did not anticipate.
She didn't think it was going to be that bad.
And the brutality of the public.
Here she's on the front line. You about the more you were shielded from a lot of that stuff. Here you're on the front line.
Yeah.
A lot of people just can't deal with that stuff. Mary, she was here for a short
time. She was under contract anyway.
Gagnon retired. No one's retired.
We'll have to apply the zero tolerance.
Maybe for those people that are calling here and tell them that the next time they call, we'll have the police charge them.
I agree with you 100%.
Well, why don't you do something about it?
That's what we'll have. That's what we'll have to do.
Well,
we will, but if you call angry, don't complain if you get a fine.
You're trying to get them going.
Yeah, but we don't apply.
I didn't think we were allowed to call. I thought you had to send an email or come to the office to ask a question and get a result.
No. You can call the office.
It says that on one of your...
If you want an access of information, you have to do it.
Yeah, that's different. If you just want an ordinary information over the phone, call the office. You'll be directed to the right person.
Do you really get an answer when you call?
I'd like to think that you do.
The new phone system, there's a new phone system, Mrs. Keeley, and each person in the office has their own extension number.
Yeah.
If you can't get through, you'll always dial 0 and you'll get the reception.
I've never called, but I do know about the new answering system and all that, but mm-hmm. I was under the impression that if you call, you're going to get yourself in trouble, and just don't, ask questions.
I really don't know where you got your information.
Don't stir up the pot, is what it's called.
I don't know where you got your information, but that's utterly untrue.
Well, let me tell you something, Madam Mayor. I sent in a request to get tax bills for some properties that I have, and how long I've been paying taxes, because I've sold one of them, and for income tax purposes, you have to find stuff out. I got a letter back. I owed $7.85 or something along those lines, or I wasn't getting my paperwork. I only pay $4,000 or $5,000 in taxes a year.
When did you send that letter in?
$7. Pardon?
When did you send that letter in?
About a month ago.
We'll have to look into it, Madame Nadon.
That's definitely the kind of stuff that's a problem.
That was an access information request, and we have a verification regulation.
Okay, so that's why, Mr. Keeley, Justin, s'il vous plaît.
Come on now.
Mr. Keeley.
You tell me that.
Albert, the mayor is
Mr. Keeley, I'm trying to answer your question.
I'll cut it here.
Please.
I just spoke to our Madame Nadon, and she just said you sent it in as an access to information in our...
She's saying it is an access to information.
It is an access to information, and she has to apply our
regulation
for tarification.
You need to tell me to get the copies or amounts of the bills that I've paid in taxes is an access to information?
Peux-tu expliquer, s'il vous plaît, Madame Nadon?
Obviously, there's a problem there.
Yes.
Just a moment.
When you ask, you make a request to obtain copies of information, there's research that needs to be done. It's all prévu par la loi.
It's all in the
included
laws.
Included in the laws.
In the law that you have to pay the regulation fees for your access to information request.
I beg to differ with you, because I'm asking for my information, not yours, not the municipalities, my information because I paid the taxes.
Yeah, it's the same if you need a copy of your folder, your construction folder. We will make you pay for the photocopy.
Well, that's fine, but it took at least 2 to 3 weeks to get the reply. And
yeah,
now
there's a 90-day.
We'll come down with the $7 and some cents.
Yeah, but
then how long is that going to take?
You know what that's called? Mickey Mouse.
Okay, your comments are taken. We can move on. Anybody else have a question? He had his hand up before you, I'm sorry.
No, Floyd, I'm not way long.
Okay. Mr. Yes. Floyd Hickey, Madame Nadon.
You have all the fines for, you don't get your septic tank pumped. What's the fine for a person pumping it themselves?
Oh, you have to call in.
Well,
that's
there's one thing. You have to prove that a contractor pumped out your septic, because you need that bill of, that invoice saying you paid it.
Well, that's kind of strange, because in the wintertime, the arena pumped their stuff into Prudhomme's yard.
You see that stuff, Floyd? You have to call it Environnement Quebec. No, I know.
Everybody knows you're not supposed to be pumping.
Okay.
Everybody knows.
Mr.
That.
Hickey.
The excuse was,
Mr. Hickey.
The arena has no money.
Did you know about
oh,
that?
Oh, no,
I did not know about that.
I have no idea.
What?
That was happening last week. If you want to find out, talk to Danny Burton. He'll tell you.
Well, there needs to be an investigation, that's for sure.
They had pumped so much that the snowbank has melted and was gone down into his yard.
Well, that's
pure septic waste.
That's a problem.
And then you're worried about.
I'm surprised that the owner where it was pumped on
didn't make a complaint.
Didn't call the municipality or made a complaint.
Why are you pumping it in the first place? People know you don't pump it.
No, that's you're right.
But
I'm in Vinasta. I don't always see the arena from my place.
Well, I could come in here and tell you, and you wouldn't pay any attention to me anyway. You'd say, oh, you're full of shit.
Why would you say that?
No.
Are there any other questions?
No, I want an answer for that. What's going to happen with that?
Well, there's going to be an investigation for sure.
It's going to be investigated.
Yes, it's going to be investigated.
The arena's already been pumped in there.
But it doesn't matter. We still have to call. We have to interview the homeowner. The person that you say was dumped on, obviously, whoever's at the arena is not going to come forward. But
figure out.
But again, if there's something there, maybe the soil will be tested to see if it's still there.
It has to be tested, and it may have to be taken out, and who's going to pay for that?
But that's all going to go through administration.
The septic bed is not big enough for the amount of people that's going there now. The bed can't take it. What size is that bed that's there? How many people can use that?
I have no idea.
It's
well, you know that.
How many people can use this?
And well, we've already know that the septic field is in the back and the tank is right outside the door. So that's all been taken care of. The plan is fine.
No, people go into that arena and when it was built.
No, I'm not talking about the arena.
Well, I'm talking about the arena.
You said the hall. You were just talking about the hall.
The septic bed has to be replaced. If I had to replace mine, I'd be told to replace it.
Well, same here. But like I said, I have to let administration take care of that file for the arena.
Okay, well,
there's going to be investigation.
And
we'll find out if there's anything going on. We'll see how we are at that stage. You got to understand that now we're short an inspector right now, so everything falls on the director general's back. So she's going to do as much as she can. So you have to be patient. We're short on employees,
but
we don't have a $30 million budget here.
A specific file should not be addressed in here.
That was done before he left.
400 of them.
Any other questions? Monsieur O'Connor?
Just a quick question. How much did it cost the taxpayers of Lowe to install that thing we have up on top of the hill up there?
Well, it was 20%.
How much?
20% of 98?
The figure was 75,000 in the grant and 40,000 from the municipality.
It's 33. It's 33,000.
25. Yes.
No, that 25. No. 33 is for the gazebo in the back. The one up, yeah.
$19,000.
$19,000 for the taxpayers?
EG.
Okay, so Joanne's configuration here, she says $19,000 at the taxpayers.
But some of it, some of that $19,000 came from the MRC. The other.
Non. Tu mélanges les projets, là.
Ben, le PAC, c'était.
Non,
c'était une
partie. C'est le ministère de l'Éducation. C'était 75 000 au début, puis ils l'ont
augmenté
à cause de COVID.
Ben,
so there was $75,000 allocated to that project, and then because of COVID, there was an extra amount that the ministry. Écoute, Ghislain, ça te fait rien?
No, it's good. I'm sorry.
Why do I even answer the question?
No, it's okay, Carol. It's not about you. I'm sorry.
But you two are having a meeting up there, and we'd like to hear what's going on.
I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, you were whispering.
No, I wasn't whispering. I was telling Joanne that she mixed the two projects.
So
the one up on top is $75,000, the first grant, the big starting of the grant from the Ministry of Education. And then it was brought up, bumped up because of COVID. So if I remember correctly, it's up to between $89,000 and $90,000. And then there's a percentage for the citizens, of course. Okay, now, as far as the gazebo is in the back, that is money from there. A portion of that money came from the MRC. There's like $34,000 invested in that.
Your previous DG told me it cost $34,000 for the taxpayers of Lowe to have that thing up on top of the hill.
Well,
we'll part of $48,000 when I call.
More nice part, sees a lot of usage.
Huh?
Yeah.
A lot of people are going.
Every time I go by, there's nobody there.
Cameras in the air, I can prove otherwise.
Well, any time that I go by.
Shake your head all you want out there. We never had anything else. We got whatever that's called back there, and we got that part. I think we did pretty good.
Who's it for, kids or adults?
Both.
Everyone.
My kids love it. I think it's great.
Yeah, it's intergenerational.
I care about every kid.
Oh, I know you do.
Okay, are there any other questions, please? Yes, Mr. Hickey.
When does the bylaw inspector work? Does he work on the weekends, or does he work during the weekends?
I'm sorry, the what?
The bylaw inspector told us how to put all these signs up with written park nowhere in the whole municipality.
Yeah.
He had a bylaw inspector who was going around and dish out tickets.
And he has. He has been.
Well, there's a.
Well, there's Luc Rochon.
Well,
you should not. You should not.
Ryan Draper.
You should not tell people.
Do they go around on the weekends and check like, the
you should not yet? Tell people mm-hmm. who
well,
they are.
I checked the arena over here. If it was parked over there in the fire line, two trailers and a truck crossway so nobody could go through.
The arena, I can't answer, but the war, if we gave $5,000
for
the show last week in 10 minutes, so yeah.
It's all covered under the municipality for the signs.
What I'm saying is the war gets looked at.
You can always call the SQ too, because the SQ should be able to.
They enforce the bylaw as well.
If you see some employee too, you can call the municipality's emergency phone, we'll send somebody. Like the war there, we get phone calls about the war, we control the war.
Does nobody go up to the war to see who's parked?
No, we go to the war, don't worry about that.
Well, where else do you check the roads?
Well, you'll do a pass, yeah, but it's not every day.
There are a lot of people,
Floyd,
there are a lot of people got tickets and they had to go to court, they had to pay their tickets down in the municipal court in Chelsea, and we get the money back from them.
Could you say that again, please, Madam Mayor? There was other talk up there that I didn't hear.
I said that people who have received tickets already, they pay their ticket at the municipal court in Chelsea, and they send the money up to us. The court does.
A portion of the
Well,
fine.
Almost all of it. But.
And we can't go to the municipal office here and pay a ticket?
No.
Nope.
So until we get a new inspector, where are all the requests going?
To the office.
To the office.
Same principle as before. And Madame Nadon, yes, she does the review of everything that comes in.
Have fun.
Thank you. Okay, c'est beau là. On a plus de questions.
Il y avait
Monsieur Legros.
Calcium, c'est quand ils vont passer?
Ils sont en train de le faire, là.
Ben, où, plutôt?
Ben, je les ai vus sur Martindale aujourd'hui. Ça veut dire qu'ils s'en allent, là, au bord. Puis ils font avec une... Ben, ils ont... camion, ils ont mis une tank dedans, là, puis c'est liquide, là. C'est ça.
Beaucoup de chemin qui a été fait, même le chemin fait, le chemin privé n'a pas été fait chez nous encore.
Ben, peut-être demain.
Puis le chemin fait qu'il y a bien moins de trafic qu'il y a que Fayetteville. Myriam,
tu peux-tu checker? Oui, ça m'a
dit. C'est beau.
Quoi, il y a la poussière en bas, je peux vous dire ça.
Bon, oui, je sais.
What's the matter with Pike Lake Road?
Well, they put calcium on that, but they didn't put any on Fayetteville Road. And I think there's more traffic on Fayetteville than what there is on Pike.
Well, the road in Fayetteville itself is a disgusting thing.
Mr. Okay. Keeley, you want to have that conversation after the meeting? That's fine.
Okay.
There's a gentleman.
We just.
I don't want to hear anything about the roads.
Monsieur?
Yeah. Do I understand that if you can.
Do you want to. I'm sorry, you have to introduce yourself. John McLaughlin, Madame Nadon.
Do I understand that if you can prove that you have less than a certain amount of solids in your tank that you don't have to.
You have to bring in the report from a technician that will come over and measure your sludge.
What about your inspector? Like, will he do that?
No.
He's not qualified.
He's not qualified.
We don't have a bylaw.
We don't have.
It's based on
the personnel to do that.
Exactly.
They have to be qualified, and we don't do that. But certain services that pump can come and measure your sludge. Last year, I called for them to come and measure. Cost me the same amount as if they would pump it.
That's kind of ridiculous, though, because it's been 24 years since I had mine dumped at home. Still working fine. Now, I know that whenever I have sewage coming up through the sink, I'm not going to wait for that to happen, obviously. I just don't think that the MRC should decide when people should...
It's not the
it's
MRC.
Quebec.
Or whoever it is.
Yeah,
you know?
It's Quebec. It's for the environment.
Oh, it's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
On a biannual basis, that's the craziest thing I ever heard.
I agree.
I'm going to do it because obviously it's 24 years. It's about time. But I just think it's, I just think it's ridiculous that you have to do this every 2 years.
I think it's more ridiculous that a person living alone in a house has to have hers dumped every 2 years. She's all by herself. And
yeah.
Somebody with a cottage.
You can go to Quebec and complain about it. Some citizen here did do that. We can't change it right now. That's the law. And as much as we'd like to change it, we can't. We already received emails from the Environment Ministry saying that if we don't start proving that our citizens are doing it, we as municipality will receive the amounts, the 600,000 you're talking about?
The fines, yes.
The fines. And if we receive it, we all pay for it. So, yeah, we send a letter.
Who makes the laws? You know, that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
It's just so ridiculous. Like, they don't even work right when you dump them every 2 years. I know.
Well, there's two ways of emptying it. So you have to ask which way you want. Some of them are taking everything in, and some are re-putting your
liquid
back.
So the liquids are back, yeah, because it has the bacteria in it.
No, Eppersol, though, John, they have a jumper.
Eppersol?
They have a jumper. Uh-huh. They pump the solids and dump the water back in.
Yeah. Well, what part of the Quebec law says that anything under a foot doesn't have to be pumped?
It's in the
Q2R 22.
There's a line somewhere that says you can have it measured by a technician specialized in septics. And they have to fill out the proper paperwork so you can bring it in to the municipal office.
So then we have to pay
to
show you that we don't have to pump our tank.
That's correct.
Yeah.
The same thing as if you did pump it.
Or pump it and show us the bill.
Okay, let's move on. I'm sorry.
How many
Mrs. Keeley?
Have
you collected the $1,000 up to $10,000? Like, none. How many people in low?
None.
Yet.
But can they afford $10,000? What would you do? Would you put them in jail?
If you read the law, the environment will drop by and fine you for these amounts.
And
depending on how bad your septic is,
yes.
If it's leaking in the environment, then it might be more closer to $6,000, $10,000 for you to have it fixed. So it's better for you to empty it.
But the thing is, if they come and check it and it's okay, but they were told in the beginning they'd have to pay $1,000, $6,000. Some of these elderly people are...
Well, they can call in the office.
Joanne, how come the mayor's not talking?
And it's
is there a problem up there?
It's a scare.
No, she wants to close the public, the discussion. We already went through it.
But don't you think that some of the elderly people...
We realize it's a problem.
And they don't have the money, but they get it done anyway. They pay so they're without.
Mrs. Keeley, you're it's like
projecting.
Yeah, it's like.
Well,
we have the same argument. We are very upset with that fact. But then you look at it the other side of the coin. What about this person? Well, just a fictitious person has a septic on the side of a lake, and it's not even a cement. Septic. Yes, I know, but this is the whole of this exercise was mostly to let people know that they have a responsibility to empty their septic tanks. One, two, they have to show proof so that we can, you know, at least take them off the list. Do they want to stay on the list? I don't think so. Three, if they're not going to provide this stuff, then there has to be an inspection as to why. So if they have to show proof, if they want to measure, that's totally up to them, but it's not the municipality that's going, we're not equipped for it. We are not equipped for it. There are some municipalities that do have their own trucks that pump the septics, and it's, comment est-ce que ça? Voyons, c'est systematic. Systematic every 2 years and every 4 years. They also and in doing so, they put the amount on your taxes. So if you have to empty every 2 years, well, the amount that's charged to pick up to empty your tank is charged over a period of 2 years on your taxes. For cottages, it's over 4 years.
But we don't have that.
We don't have a bylaw.
Yes, right.
We don't have that. But the thing is, and I know your frustration as far as people who are alone in their homes. They have a septic tank, and they're under the same law as everyone else.
The same.
It's very yes, the same law from the ministry from Quebec. They have to follow the same thing. We've argued over this very long time. We are all here. We all support that same argument because it doesn't seem fair. But on the other hand, if you decide to have your septic measured, unfortunately, it's at your cost, and to prove that it has been done, that it doesn't need to be emptied, we need something here, we need some concrete evidence, like a certificate of whoever does it, like it has to be a certified person.
I understand what you're saying, but what I'm saying is, if the person feels that it doesn't need, they haven't had a problem with their septic, we have to prove to you, so we have to go through the fundamentals of everything in order to prove to you, so we have to pay anyway, whether it needs to be done or not. So if you don't abide by the 2 years, then what we get a $1,000 fine because we haven't proved to you, Joanne saying yes, we'll get a $1,000 fine. And we feel that it doesn't have to be done. I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about the whole community.
Mm-hmm.
If if you feel you have absolutely no problem with backup, with sewer, with anything. We have to come to you anyway, and Joanne is saying yes. And if we don't come to you, we get the $1,000 fine.
It could be worse. The environment could be called.
How come two students about 5 years ago came around and checked all our tanks and everything went very well?
Well, not everybody got to check their tanks, but they didn't check the tanks. They checked what kind of tanks you had. They didn't check for, because Q2R22 is...
they most certainly did. They dug right in and put a stick down the tanks. I know that for a fact.
Well,
Douglas Keeley's daughter was one of the people that were going around doing it. And everything worked fine. We had no problems. So
Not every house was checked either.
Well, maybe they weren't.
It probably was the beginning of a project and never...
Did the people that didn't get checked?
No, we had a list drafted by the MRC, the ones that we didn't have loan tickets for.
So, the 400 letters that went out, and you have until June the 18th, I believe, or around
to
that
call.
Date. If you don't get your report in, then you're sending the people a bill for $1,000. Because, no, they haven't proved. That's what that letter says.
Okay,
you
that's fine.
You have to prove by June the 18th.
Carol, it's safe to say that we're not sending anybody fines on June 18th there.
No,
they can call and
make appointments with the office. There's some that a lot of them called and made appointments to have their septics emptied.
People have to oblige by provincial law.
Yeah, I know that. I'm not
implying that, but this discussion we've been having a little for 20 years.
Yeah.
Why doesn't the province
instead of sending a threatening letter,
instead of being stopped? Oh, I agree with you 100%. 100%.
I'm asking another question.
Yes. We're almost done there. It's all over.
What is our calendar for the times we can dump at Casabazo? Is it proportional? Is this municipality proportional to the rest of the municipalities? Because at one time it was not at all.
I can't say for sure,
yes.
Mr. O'Connor, that it is or isn't.
They got more.
But they did get some more dates this year, I think.
Yeah.
More than last year.
Important to say that we have to fight for more dates.
Yeah, we did. But keep in mind, we're the only municipality in the whole MRC that did not adopt the bylaw on septics.
We're paying the same thing. If we pay the same thing.
100%. Not really.
Yes.
Totally.
Yes. We pay the call.
Yes.
Yeah, we pay. But not exactly the same as others.
Because I called 2 months before it was closed. 2 months before it was closed last winter, and they couldn't do it. Because Gascon didn't have a ticket. And why is Gascon the only ones that have a ticket?
I have no idea.
Half of the people in Lowe doesn't take Gascon, but the other pourvoyeur, the other provider, doesn't go up to CAS. So he doesn't need a ticket from CAS.
Yep.
Well, if he had an
Not everybody calls Gascon.
No, Morris Eppersall, he deals with a gang in Chinnaville. He's got a contract with them. But if you can get them to pump, just keep your ticket. And just give it to them at the office. Keep your ticket for yourself, obviously. Give them a photocopy, and that counts there.
I understand that, but the only contractor you don't have to bring your ticket into is Gascon. I was just wondering why is that.
No, it's the other guy he deals with, Chinnaville.
Well, there's another one in the shop.
There's others. As long as you get your bill.
We have to stop the question period. It's all too long. It's way over.
Thank you.
Okay, Chien et sa famille, on continue. Fait que là, la résolution pour accepter le procès-verbal de la séance ordinaire conseil municipal tenue le 6 mai. So, resolution to accept the minutes of the regular meeting of municipal council held on May 6, 2024. J'ai besoin de proposer.
Je vais le proposer.
Une minute. Besoin de malaisie. Non.
Procès-verbal.
Joanne Maillet. Puis Justin Robert. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Merci. Ça, c'est ça. Continue pour accepter administration. Pour accepter le rapport de comptable, on a fait ça? Non.
Non.
Pas vrai. 24-05, autoriser le bureau de la directrice générale à effectuer les paiements. Compte à payer au montant de 361 000.
Non, mauvais. Les nouveaux chiffres sont ici. Le 361 000 inclut les montants.
Oui. Let me finish, please. Okay. I have it right here. Bon. Totalisant une somme de 361 199,92 $, qui inclut les paiements déjà effectués. Donc, pour autoriser le bureau de la directrice générale à effectuer les paiements au montant de 342 838,29 $. Donc, j'ai besoin d'un... OK, en anglais. So, a resolution to accept the accounts payable for 2024-05. Authorize the Office of Director General to make the payments. Accounts payable for the amount of $361,199.92. And to authorize the Director General Office to make payments in the amount of $342,838.29. The first amount I said includes payments already affected.
I'll propose it.
Cher Robert. Appuyé par. Y a-t-il une raison?
Ben, moi, c'est parce que les chiffres que tu as mentionnés puis les chiffres que j'ai devant moi sont pas les mêmes. Fait que là, je suis un peu mélangée. Parce que des fois, tu parles de 361 000, puis des fois, tu parles de 342 000.
361 199,92 inclut le 342 838,29 et la balance des factures déjà payées de 18 000 que.
Je vais le seconder.
Merci. Oui, le vote, s'il vous plaît.
Non.
Oui.
Oui.
Yes.
Non.
Donc, Lee Angus et M. Thierge votent contre les factures à payer. On continue. Pour accepter le dépôt du rapport financier consolidé 2023, municipalité canton de l'eau pour l'exercice financier terminant le 31 décembre 2023, surplus au montant de 15 969. So, resolution to accept the tabled 2023 consolidation financial report, municipality of Township of Low for the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2023, with a surplus in the amount of $15,969.
I'll propose it.
Je vais le seconder. On l'a pas fait, cette résolution-là, tantôt?
Non.
OK.
Non. Okay. Luc Thierge et...
Ghislain Robert.
Je
pensais que c'était lui. C'est Ghislain et Luc qui ont fait proposer, fait que ça sera proposé et secondé. Pas grave, on l'accepte pareil.
Là, il y a eu trop de dévoilés.
C'est ouais. Ça, ça va être Ghislain Robert proposé, Luc secondé.
Parfait.
Merci. Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Merci. Résolution pour accepter la démission de M. Jean-François Patry à titre d'inspecteur municipal.
Je le propose.
To accept the resignation of Jean-François Patry as municipal inspector.
Seconded.
Joanne Maillé, Justin Robert.
Can we send him a thank you letter?
Oui. Pardon? Oui, le vote, s'il vous plaît. Bon.
Yes.
Oui.
Oui.
Tout le monde.
Yes.
Yes.
Tout le monde est d'accord. 5.4 pour autoriser des transferts budgétaires. Donc, on a des transferts à faire dans le budget. Administration, bâtiment, 10 120. La destination va être voirie, bâtiment, 10 120. Entretien et site web, 3 000. Voirie, entretien, bâtiment, 1 000. Réparation véhicule, 2 000. Voirie, petits outils, 520 000. qui va être transféré aux signalisations pour 6520. Voirie, réparation, véhicule, 2650. Il va être transféré à achat de biens, véhicules, pneus, 2650. Admin, frais de déplacement, 475. Il va aller admin, entretien, bâtiment, 475. Voirie, entretien, bâtiment, 500$. Voirie, réparation, véhicule, 2765. À transférer à voirie autre pour 3265. So I'll just go over the numbers quickly. The transfers in the budget will be admin building, 10,120, stemming from, and then going to voirie building, $10,120. Well, it's still in French anyway. Okay. Web management, website management, $3,000. Roads. Building maintenance, 1,000. Vehicle repair, 2,000. Small tools, 520. For a total of 6,500 being transferred to signalization. Roads, vehicle repair, 2,650. Going to vehicles for tires, sorry, 6,000. 2,650. Frais de déplacement. So travel expense, 475 going to admin. Building maintenance, 475. Building in roads, again, building maintenance, 500. And repair on vehicles is 2,765 for a total of 3,000. 265 going to other in roads. Wow.
I'll propose it.
I'll second.
Justin Robage, Maureen Mac, Maureen Rice. Sorry, I heard your voice way down. Simone, d'accord, everyone in agreement?
Oui. Oui.
Bon, on avance. So, les transferts. Bon. 5.5 pour accepter un soumissionnaire, contrat de gré à gré. Affichage de bienvenue. Décréter une dépense maximale de 21 720, taxes en surplus. So, 5.5 to accept a bid from a contract by mutual agreement for the welcoming signs. The welcome signs decree a maximum of expenditure of 21,720 plus tax. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Je le seconde.
That was budgeted for, Carol?
Yes, it was. Robert, Joanne Meillet. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui. Oui.
Yes.
Thank you. Ça, c'est le 6.1. Fait que là, on s'en va à la sécurité publique. Pour autoriser un emprunt au fonds de roulement, financement d'une scie circulaire pour le service de sécurité incendie pour un montant de 4 656,49. Est-ce que ça inclut les taxes ou non?
Oui.
Ça inclut les taxes? Donc les taxes sont incluses? OK, in English. So to authorize, this is under public safety, to authorize a loan for, authorize a loan from the capital, from working capital fund, financing a circular saw for a fire department for a total amount of $4,656.49, which includes taxes. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur. Joanne Meillet.
Oui.
Luc Thivierge. Everybody in agreement?
Wait. Wait.
I abstain. I brought forward the project.
Okay. Six point two. Pour demander à la Sûreté du Québec installation de radars pédagogiques et de caméras de surveillance sur la route 105. So there's a resolution to request the Sûreté du Québec to to install a speed camera and surveillance camera on the Highway 105.
I'll propose it.
I'll second it.
Maureen Rice and Joanne Maillet.
You're getting in there for. You're going to be sorry.
On continue.
Est-ce qu'on peut demander?
Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Oui.
OK. Travaux publics pour autoriser les travaux d'amélioration à un chemin municipal par un entrepreneur privé aux frais de Démo International 2024, le chemin Wiggins. So to authorize improvements to a municipal road by a private contractor. Excuse me. We're in a meeting right now. Private contractor at the expense of Demo International 2024 on Wiggins Road.
Proposé.
I'll second.
Luc Thivierge, Maureen Rice. Merci. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Everyone in agreement?
Yes.
Thank you. Donc, on s'en va à hygiène du milieu, il n'y a rien. So, environment, hygiene, there's nothing on the agenda. Urban planning, pour mandater la directrice générale, greffière trésorière, à titre de personne désignée, l'application des règlements d'urbanisme. To mandate the director general and secretary treasurer as designated person for the application of the urban planning bylaws.
Je propose.
Joanne Maillet.
Je propose.
Luc Thivierge. La raison pour cette résolution-là, c'est parce qu'en ce moment, on n'a pas d'inspecteur, puis Mme Nadon va prendre la charge en ce moment.
Il ne faut pas oublier que Mme Nadon a quand même une formation.
Oui, elle est formée. Elle a une très bonne éducation là-dedans aussi. So, this resolution is just to mandate Mme Nadon basically to do what the inspector does, and she has the qualifications for that.
Est-ce qu'on demande le vote?
Le vote, s'il vous plaît, pour cette résolution-là.
Oui.
Merci.
Yes.
OK, numéro 10, loisirs, culture et communication. Pour octroyer une subvention à l'Association des Lacs Saint-Clair, décréter une dépense de $340. So, 10.1 is 10 period is recreation, culture, and communication. 10.1 is to grant a subsidy to Lac Saint-Clair Association, which in the order of $340.
I'll propose it.
It's secondé.
J'ai Ghislain Robert et Luc Thivierge. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Yes.
Merci. Oui. 10.2, pour appuyer la municipalité de Sainte-Hélène de Bagotte, règlement sur les plans d'implantation et d'intégration architecturale, le PIIA, obligation au devoir d'adoption d'un PIIA par les municipalités, demande de reconsidération par le gouvernement du Québec. So, this point 10.2 is to support the municipality of Sainte-Hélène de Bagotte site planning and architectural integration program, which is the SPAIP bylaw obligation for municipalities to adopt the SPAIP request for reconsideration by Quebec governments. Donc, j'ai besoin d'un.
Je vais le proposer.
Joanne Maillet. Appuyé par?
Oui.
Cher Robert. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Yes. Oui. Yes.
Oui.
Merci. OK. 10.3 pour appuyer la mise. OK, non. 10.4.
Non.
No.
10.3.
Again?
What?
It's a different one.
Okay, it's the same.
Okay. Same municipalities.
Yeah. Pour appuyer la municipalité Sainte-Hélène de Bagotte, demande de révision de la loi sur la fiscalité municipale pour les taxes de la Sûreté du Québec. So this is a resolution to support with the municipality of Sainte-Hélène de Bagotte Request for revision of the Act respecting municipal taxes for Quebec security taxes.
I'll propose it.
Okay.
C'est secondé.
Chenet Robert, Luc Dizierge. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone's in agreement?
Oui.
Yes. Oui.
Merci. This point 4. Pour appuyer la MRC de Valleyfield-Gatineau, proposition main-d'œuvre et ruralité. Ça, c'est Service Québec encore. C'est rendu, c'est une joke. 10.4. To support the MRC de Valleyfield-Gatineau, it says main-d'œuvre de ruralité, but what it is, it's Service Canada, Service Québec, up in Maniwaki. That's not giving the services it's supposed to, and that's why we're supporting your resolution. Alderman Stone.
I'll second it.
Excuse me.
The what?
Where is it?
Okay.
Luc Dielge, Joanne Meillet. Everyone in agreement?
Yes.
Yes. Right.
Yes. Merci. 10.5, pour appuyer la MRC de Valleyfield-Gatineau et Transport Lemons Incorporé, demande au gouvernement du Québec programme d'électrification du transport scolaire. It's another resolution to support the MRC Valleyfield-Gatineau and Lemons Transport Incorporated. A request to Quebec government school transportation electrification program.
I'll propose it.
I'll second it.
Chenet Robert, Joanne Meillet. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everybody in agreement?
Oui.
Merci.
I think Mike, did we miss that?
Nope, it's at the end.
Oh.
Okay, c'est 10.6. Pour appuyer la MRC de Valleyfield-Gatineau, demande au ministère de la Santé et des Services sociaux, bris majeur de services, offre financière incitative du ministère de la Santé et des Services sociaux, départ des technologues en imagerie médicale de l'hôpital de Maniwaki. So we're supporting a resolution for the MRC de Valleyfield-Gatineau. Request to the Minister of Health and Social Services, major services breakdown, incentive financial offer from the Ministry of Health and Social Services, departure of medical imaging technologists from the Maniwaki Hospital.
I'll
propose.
Luc Dielge. Secondé par?
Maureen
Rice. Donc, tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone's in agreement?
Oui.
Merci. OK. Et là, on fait 10.7 pour appuyer la MRC de Valleyfield-Gatineau encore.
C'est vraiment pas Service Québec.
Moi, tantôt, c'était pas Service Québec.
Ouais, ben oui, ça l'était. Mais ça, c'est une minute, quoi.
I think you're right.
I think so, eh?
Yeah.
So,
on vient de le faire. Je sais pas. C'est juste un autre titre, c'est pour ça. Ça, c'est l'école.
Yeah, it talks about the same thing.
OK, c'est
fait correct. On est correct, on n'est pas obligé de le faire une deuxième fois?
Ouais.
Fait qu'on enlève le 10.7, c'est ça?
Oui.
Ouais. 10.8. Pour appuyer la notion de Valleyfield-Gatineau, demande au ministère de la Justice du Québec attribution du statut du chef lieu associé à un district judiciaire pour le territoire de la MRC de Valleyfield-Gatineau au palais de justice de Maniwaki. So, we've taken out 10.7. It seems to be
a duplicate.
So, 10.8 is to support the MRC de Valleyfield-Gatineau. Their request to the Quebec Minister of Justice, attribution of the status of chief place associated with the judicial district for the territory of the MRC de Valleyfield-Gatineau to the Maniwaki Courthouse.
I'll propose it.
I'll second it.
Justin Robert, Maureen Rice. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone's in agreement?
Yes.
Non, c'est pas celui-là. C'est pas celui-là. Attends une minute. C'est celui-là ici. Justin Robert, Maureen Rice. So, tout le monde, je l'ai-tu demandé ça? Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Everyone's in agreement. Fait que là, l'ajout qu'on a fait, le 10.9, c'est pour octroyer 7 bourses d'études pour les gradués de 2024 à l'École Saint-Michel. So 10.9 is for 7 scholarship bursaries for graduates for 2024 at Saint-Michel School. Maureen Rice, Luc Thivierge, tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Yes.
OK. Avant que je ferme la rencontre, il y a une deuxième période de questions. So before I close the meeting, there's a second question period, if anybody has questions. Mr. Keeley.
Who's responsible for the roads up here?
What do you mean up here?
Is there a
you mean a committee? For the committee?
Are one of the councillors head of the roads committee?
Yes.
You are?
Justin Robin.
Have you any idea how many signs are covered by trees?
Yep.
We're working on a plan.
Coordinator's office, yes. Been talking about that for 2-3 years?
We're making plans for, well, we will be on the agenda, but what I want to see on the agenda is that. And also the signage, period. The signages are...
They're knocked down all over the place.
Yeah, we know, we're aware of it. Well, we're going to have to make a plan, and we'll have to budget it for next year because we don't have it in this year's budget.
Well, we do have some money.
Some, but not all.
Well, does the road staff not go around and check that stuff?
We only have so many. Like, we have 4?
Well, just imagine if somebody gets killed. I come out Anthony Road up there, there's no stop sign. It's leaning up against a tree to the Martindale Road. Who do you think is going to be responsible if somebody gets killed at that intersection? The municipality who did not put a stop sign up.
It all has to be reviewed.
It doesn't have to be reviewed.
Mr. Keeley, that's not the only road that's in the municipality.
Can you tell me where I am about that stop sign?
Yeah, that's already there.
Find out why it wasn't fixed.
Take a look at the borough road if you want to see some signs covered with trees.
Mm-hmm.
There's one stop sign going onto the 105 that you can't even see it. It's very dangerous going on the 105.
From the borough?
Yeah, right at the corner.
Il faudra l'ajouter sa vidéo aussi, Madame Nadon.
Somebody tried to tie it up with the orange tied to the tree. When you're coming out the Borough Road and you go to turn left, that's where you should see. Well, you should see the stop sign right there. But it was down, and the tie is still up. It's an orange tie to a tree.
Check that on the way home after?
Yes. Look,
I thought it was a tie to show demo was supposed to be in there. So I'm not sure if it's holding
it?
The...
What is it?
I don't think it's holding the sign.
I don't think it's holding the sign. I think it was a flag for the people that were coming in for demo 2024. But yes,
well, the sign's
we're going to...
kind of like this. The sign is not up for you to see the dog going on to the 105.
I'll stop and I don't know.
When you, even when you're going in to the right, the road is broken up so bad, you have to go to the left.
That,
you should know
that
this.
You're 100% right, Cora. And last year...
You know, it's disgraceful.
Last year, we actually did a request for the MTQ to clean up that intersection, and they didn't.
Somebody's
yeah, we also asked
and they didn't do it?
We also asked for the sign to be moved because it blocks and everything.
That's right.
Yeah, somebody's going to get hurt going on to the 105.
Est-ce qu'on peut faire une investigation, Madame Nadon?
J'ai
faire une investigation là-dessus, puis si c'est vraiment transport là, qui est responsable, il va falloir que...
Well, they're def- the intersection, they're definitely...
Well, I'm just saying, she still have to...
But we have a file with ours, but
yeah.
Sandra sent me it when I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we have an open file?
You know that other sign there that's in the road?
They didn't do anything. OK, s'il y a d'autres questions, s'il vous plaît, there any other questions? Oui, Monsieur Dussault.
This afternoon, I took the liberty to go and visit your amusement park or health park up here at the 400.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out that about 99% of the upper scale exercise, you're going to have nobody do those things. Just not feasible. That's okay for athletes, army, people training for the army or
it's
something.
A multi-general.
Regular people. You come up there and see, I'd like to see you go up that rope.
Okay? I know.
I can promise you I can't do it.
And you can't go up.
My kids can, but I can't.
No. And another thing is, I brought a thermometer with me. I didn't realize it was a sandbox. And I put a thermometer down. Today was not the hottest day we're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
But that thermometer in that sandbox went up to 110 degrees. Okay? How do you expect elderly people to go up there and do exercise and that kind of thing? There's no breeze there. It's just dead air.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, another thing is you're at the most dangerous place on the 105. To go back out of there, that parking onto the highway, try it on a Friday night from about 3:30 till maybe about 10 o'clock at night. See what happens.
Same on Sunday night, coming down.
That's right.
It was the worst spot.
Anyway, that just, I was surprised.
Where else did you put it, Albert? All ears. We own no land. Where else did you put it?
You could put it down here. You could put
there's
it
down. There's
no
room.
No, there's
there.
Nothing down
the
here.
Field. We don't own the land. You know that.
No, it's
we could have took more parking from the arena, I guess, but then we complained about the parking.
At the garage down here.
At the municipal garage. Come on down.
No, this section. This section where you're putting all
you
the junk.
You didn't have enough room for parking.
Where you're putting all the junk.
There wouldn't be room for parking. You'd park on the road.
Well,
you know, we'd have people complaining about the stop sign on the road. It's the problem we have. We don't have the land.
There are other places on that. That's the
we don't have land. The dump maybe.
We could have spent the money that we spent up there on a piece of land from Paul Van Dyce, you know, who used to own it. It's right behind the arena, and it's perfect land, and we should be looking at it anyway as a municipal council.
That's down here.
Yes.
That's down here. We should be looking at the buyer.
Exactly.
Totally.
Anyway,
we'll move forward because it's a done deal. We can't pick it up and take it away. So
the people that have been there so far has appreciated it. So.
Yeah. There's a lot of visitors and a lot of them use it.
We should have
pardon me? Long-term plan to have fence.
I wish you had a sign-in thing for people to use it.
There's cameras on the building.
Huh?
There's cameras on the building. We see people in and out of there all the time.
Going to the washroom?
Nope.
Okay.
Are there any other questions?
Can I ask a question on
10.8? 10.8, yes.
The support we're giving to the MRC for the
courthouse
justice is that makes no change though for us low Gracefield low
we're trying we're trying
home and us.
If you okay, their resolution is to ask the Ministry of Justice because Madame Lamarche met with a bunch of judges to understand what was going on because all the services were being transferred to Mont-Laurier instead of being kept in Maniwaki. So the resolution is asking the Ministry of Justice to bring back our judges in Maniwaki with other personnel.
Okay, but the question is, it has no change
for
our municipality here.
No.
Okay.
It's not forcing us to go there exclusively because we have access. We're lucky. We have both. We have access to both Maniwaki and Chelsea.
My understanding, though, Carol, is they want to take the management of that courthouse and put it in Mont-Laurier or St. Jerome.
That's what the Ministry of Justice wants
that's
to do,
right.
But
so
what this is to
courthouse.
Fight against
yes,
it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
there wouldn't be a courthouse in Maniwaki.
Well, that's it. Yeah. They would take it away. They would take that service, and when the judges found out, they're not happy, and they're supporting the MRC as well.
Can I ask a question, Carol?
Yes.
Okay, I know the questions usually go the other way, but Albert, you made a point when we did the speed signs of saying that we were going to regret that. What was your idea? I'm just asking because obviously you know about it.
Well, it's one of the worst possible things that you can do.
Okay.
Because anybody that gets a ticket, it's though on those things, I got two this week.
It doesn't issue tickets. It's just like in CAS where it shows you're 10 kilometers over.
Yes, okay, but the next step,
yeah,
when you see how many at times it's over,
yeah,
is to put up a camera with a speeder.
Yeah, that I don't agree with. You're
that's
right.
That's what the municipality
does.
No.
They just want to show your speed.
Like in CAS. Okay. But I agree with you that the camera, ticket camera radar.
But
agree.
We won't have any say in it.
It was like the signs in CAS.
So all this is going to do is show you your speed.
Yeah.
And you expect that to get people to slow down.
It did work.
Is that the same thing as you have going into Casablanca?
Yes,
exactly.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean too much.
That never works.
No. Most, but there may be some people that notice it. And
all that tells you, you're going 55.
They may.
Yeah.
They're not.
When they overcast,
I highly doubt they'll put one there anyways.
They probably won't. They probably won't.
Okay, s'il n'y a pas d'autres questions, on va fermer la... Oui.
10.1. Okay, we'll let that one go. 10.1, we usually do when we give a sub-bunch, something like that out to an association that goes through the recreation club, that goes through the LVDRA. You're just giving out...
No, for the last, I don't know, how many years now, the municipality has been supporting them.
It's because they do... Luc, tu connais un peu plus, là?
They do water testing, they put new buoys every year and things like that. They, like, most of the people that are on the lake right now, they don't have... Well, they take water from the lake there, so that's why they ask people to get support every year, so that they can make sure that there's no pollution in the lake and they can consume the water from the lake.
Okay, that's fine. That's just that the Panos Direct or the senior citizens, everybody has to go through the LVBA,
yep,
IRA to get a little bit of money. But these,
yeah, but they're not affiliated with the LVBRA,
right?
I've never seen that before.
They're not affiliated with the LVBRA in any way.
Well, whatever.
Well, it's because they
belong. Okay, I know.
It's the Lake Association.
Okay, so 5.5. Can you explain that one?
So we're getting our welcome signs.
Oh, okay. No. Okay, no, the other one was Wiggins Road.
Yeah, well, Demo International are coming in September.
Pardon?
And Demo International 2024 are going to be here in September, the 19th, 20th, and 21st. In the meantime, they're getting everything ready to receive all the machinery and everything. We want to make sure, and it was agreed that we want to make sure that Wiggins Road will be conformed to be able to support the heavy equipment that's coming in. So they're stepping up to help the municipality have the road maintained and before and during and after the event, and make sure that Wiggins Road is conformed with. So they're bringing in their machinery, they're bringing in their workers, they're, you know, so they're going to, because I at first I was a bit worried about Wiggins Road. It's not like Borough Road, it's smaller and it's, you know, so, but we came to an agreement. They said that they would take care of things as much as possible. Demo International, they're going to hire the contractors for the road.
I hope they realize when it's wet, a big rain, that road just turns to mush. There's no gravel on it at all.
Where is the demo being held? Is that being held in the Aylin Hills?
It's off of...
No.
It's in Low. It's in Vinasta, off of Wiggins Road. There's a property there.
I'm sorry, but Wiggins Road goes into Jingletown.
That's right. It's right before Jingletown.
It's at Pumpkin Creek. Morris, you remember where Leonard Lasharity had on?
It's at Pumpkin Creek.
That's where it is. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is this not including Borough Road as well?
Yeah, I was going to say, are we adding that?
We're adding Borough Road.
What?
Okay, but it wasn't added on here.
We talked about it before the meeting.
I realize.
Yeah.
But it wasn't put on here.
Yeah, we're going to add.
So it's Borough Road, too. They're going to look after Borough Road as well.
They're also going to look after the Borough Road.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be part of the agreement.
That's a good thing. It's just knowledge. It's nice to know stuff like that.
Where are you going to park all the semis and stuff?
All the what?
All their tractor trailers and semis. And
it's all going to go in the land that they're going to use.
Yeah.
Why did they go and park them in Tucker Lake? It's empty.
I believe they're not staying outside.
They rented some fields.
Oh, yeah, well, I heard they were looking to come to the arena to park.
No, I don't think so.
They didn't talk about it.
They didn't mention that at all. They did not mention that at all. We've been having meetings with them periodically.
They were saying that they were going to park their truck and everything down on the field down there because they're going to have access to all that stuff.
Yes.
Madam Mayor, I hope to hell we get some calcium on that upper road, because if there's a north wind blowing, all that heavy equipment going in and out the road is going to cause one hell of a...
We'll have it under control. Don't worry about it, because these people are so well organized. You'd be very impressed.
Don't tell me not to worry about it.
The other morning, I met a huge piece of equipment on the float going in there. He had just come off the 105.
Yes.
I didn't know what the heck he was doing, where he was going, but now I realize they're going to make do some work back there.
Most likely.
It'd be a very good thing if the entrance off the 105 and the Borough Road was fixed on the side, because they're going to break that all up. It's already bad enough.
We're doing steps to get that because we're going to get transport involved.
Because that machinery was huge.
Yeah.
I don't mean he took over 3/4 of the road. I had to get the help right down close to the ditch.
Okay.
I think it's open to everybody too. I think anybody can go.
Yes.
It's open to the population. That's one of the biggest events in that kind of work.
That's
across Canada.
Forestry equipment.
North
like,
America.
You're going to have people from Manitoba and
Newfoundland
that's going to come.
No, it's not just that. It's people all over the world.
International.
It's international. That's what it is.
Okay.
Yes, Mr. O'Connor.
We give support to many, many municipalities. We second municipalities on what they are doing. Like, you know, I see it here every meeting almost. And I was wondering why we don't put out one ourselves, asking other municipalities to support us on changing some of the laws in septic pumping.
It's a good question, but we can talk about it. I said it's a very good question, but we can talk about it. But that's not the only thing. I mean, we sent... I won't go into that, but anyway.
Mayor Chelsea tried to do it, and they got refused.
The thing is that even if we send it, like, all the municipalities in this region, in this MRC, they did conform. We're the only ones that didn't.
Don't forget that if we ask for change, they might look closer to what's not happening in our municipality.
And we're going to get hit hard.
All I'm asking is change the law. Actually, at least support something like that. Like, you know, change the law. If one person living in one house and nobody visits them, then they have to empty every 2 years. And there's a residence, there's a cottage on the lake where they're there for 10 months of the year, and they have 4 kids and probably 25 people coming every weekend, and they only have to clean it for...
Every 4 years. I understand you.
I think we should do everybody every 2 years.
Can we not make a resolution to that order and ask people to support us?
We'll have to work on a plan to be able to make the resolution.
Chelsea, try it already.
Joanne, you think everybody should pump every 2 years, eh?
Well, that way it would be...
I spent 4 months in Florida. We used to spend 3 months on the road with the food business, and we were refused... a temporary residence, or whatever you want to put it that, you know? That is not a very nice thing for you to say, let me tell you.
It really
depends.
Well,
I think it should be equal for everyone that has a house here.
You said everyone for 2 years is what you said.
Yes.
Instead of two, make it four, and then everybody would be happy.
Yeah, it needs to be understood here, though, Floyd, is that there's a big lobby. There's a lot of people out there that are pushing for this bylaw to come through. There's a lot of people out there.
Well, there's a lot of people pushing for it against it,
there's
too.
Not that much, believe it or not.
Okay, I'm going to close the meeting. Excuse me. Monsieur Robert?
Je propose.
Talk about it later. Joanne Meillet? Luc Tillien, tout le monde est d'accord, everyone's in agreement to close the session. Thank you, it is now 8:40. Thank you for coming. No?